Simin Tofresh Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph through Dalin, Bezer Hashem. Mechaber says, in Sif Aleph, Tzorach Lizor, Ma'oid Balachas Neir Eschanakol, Vafilu Oni Amesparnis Min Atztoko, Shoyer Lomichar Ksusa, Lekeach Shem Elahan. One has to be extra careful, V'negeah to Mitzvah Eschanakol, and your Mechuyiv also, Al Dinei Persumi Nisa, says Mishnah Berurah, to go beyond the regular letter of the law, and to sell your shirt off your back, or to raise money, or to borrow money, to be able to mekayim the mitzvah. Now, l'chura, the uniqueness of this mitzvah is different than every other mitzvah we find. Mezuzah, matzah, mikah, we don't find that you're mechuyiv to go around collecting money. B'chlal. We say, Yal yivazit yesu mechemesh. So there are those that say, in a chanami, you're not mechuyiv to be yivazit yesu mechemesh. B'kiv eger, some shulchan aruchs have it and some don't. Mechani Shalim Shachan Aruch has it on Sif Aleph. Rekiv Eger is Metzayin to the Pim Gadon that says you don't have to be Mevazu with Yosef Yechemish on the Mitzvah of Chanukah. And Rekiv Eger says no. If you have to sell your shirt off your back, for Ani who Mamish has nothing, and he has to sell his shirt off his back to be able to get money for to buy Neris, L'chur his shirt is a Shlish, is a Shlish or a Chemish, certainly, Shlish of Neschasev, whatever it is, certainly a lot of his money, and Kinyira Chazal were more machmer with regard to the din of Persumi Nisa than they were with regard to other mitzvahs, and that's why we find the same type of mitzvah with regard to Leila Seder. They're mechuyev to be. So, Mishnah Berurah says that we learned it out in Gansin, even though those that say that you don't have to be Seicher Atma, you don't have to rent you, you don't have to get employed, you don't have to become, you don't have to be master yourself to be able to get the money. Nevertheless, with regard to these mitzvahs of Persumi Nisa, a person is mechuyev to. L'chura, this Indian Persumi Nisa, Lulid Mustafin Amina, that's why the Mechaber says over here, Tzarech Lizor Moed by Lachas Ner Chanukah. He doesn't say this with regard to Lachas Ner Shabbos, even though both of them are in the same Gemara. With regard to Lachas Ner Chanukah, he says it, and with regard to Lachas Ner of Shabbos, he doesn't say it. From some of the Achrayim that's mashma, that the reason why he should be Nizer is because somebody that's nizer, haven't laid bonim, somebody that's come. But if that's the case, then he should have said the same halacha when he gave to Shabbos. It's mashma that the nitoisef inyan of zahiris that there is over here is because of Persumi Nisa. Now, how does this play out in the Maisa? So, certainly a person is mechuyev to borrow money or collect money to be able to get, if he has none, to be able to be mekayim the mitzvah. There's Tamach Chacham Echad here in Yeshivas Mir Kadesh, right after he was married. He didn't have money, extra money, and used to go to Rabbi Yashav, and Yashav told him that he should light outside. He says, I don't have enough money to buy a glass box. So Rabbi Yashav told him, he says that this is a chiluk of the mitzvah, and the only way through the Karim, Rabbi Yashav's other shita will see Bezer Hashem and Tzavhei, that you have to light outside Dafka. Mamela, this is the way that you can become your mitzvah. You have to go borrow money, or collect money, however you want to do it, to be able to get to be Mekayim the mitzvah. And included in the mitzvah is not just the nair, it's also whatever you need to be Mekayim the mitzvah, mila for the glass box also. Not only that, look at the Shmuz Yitzchak. Let's say a guy doesn't have a house. If a person has no house, he says, you're mechuyev to get yourself a house. You're mechuyev, it's actually Bedur like that in the Rambam. You're mechuyev to be choyzer achra the mitzvah, to be able to Mekayim the mitzvah. The mila, if you have to rent a house for a week, whatever it is, or he says, you don't have to be, it could be that you'll pay somebody to be able to sleep in their house at night. You'll be in Echsan, you'll be Mishtat Vipruto. You don't even have to, as long as he's backing you with the oil, you'll stay in his house. However you could do it, you have to be Mekai in the mitzvah. If you have to want to go to a hotel, if that's his only way at the end of the day is to get a hotel, so then he's going to collect the money to be able to go to a hotel for, he should have a bayit for these days. With all that said, L'chura, and it's so afterwards, the Shvut Yitzchak actually says it a few pages later, B'Shem Rabbi Yashiv, that certainly one should be extra careful to try not to be mafki himself from the mitzvah. Which he's talking about, he said, like, if you're flying, you should try to fly in an eifin that you shouldn't miss halachas neiras chanukah. Which somebody asked me, he says that somebody's flying to America now. He has two choices. Either he could fly to America before Hanukkah and come back on Hanukkah, or fly to America on Hanukkah and come back after Hanukkah. Now, l'chura, the second choice is much better. Because if you're going to fly before Hanukkah, fly back on Hanukkah, then it could very well be that you're going to miss the entire Zman of the Hadlaka when you're on the plane, on flying back. Because flying back, it's 12-hour flight, 11-hour flight, whatever it is, plus another 7 hours, 19 hours, you leave before Plaga Mincha, and you come back after Aleis HaShachar, then Bepashtis, you miss the entire Zman Hadlako. Unless there's somebody who might as well have B'Seif Pesai, then you can get around it. But the Chatchila, one should certainly try to be careful, not if we see how Vait Chazal went, or the way that Rabbi Yashel understands that a person's Mamash Bukhiv to rent a house, an apartment, to be able to have a house in the Mitzvah, certainly to be careful not to be, to go out of their way, not to be mafkir yourself in the Mitzvah that you're already Bukhiv. What's that? So they had very good time. I had the same shirka. And I found that over there also, they just misyachas to me. When I first saw it, so I saw that the whole din of Raya is not that way. The din of Raya, they were misaking the etam hadlaka of somebody that has a house, and the din of Raya is somebody that doesn't have a house. He's saying, no, every person that's a Raya really has to be safe for a house. So he's misyachas that Rabbi Yashin says, and he says, the din of Raya is only for somebody who's an oinus. Somebody who's an oinus and he can't get a house, then in a chanami. But any, if you have the yichayla somehow to get a house, then you should get out. He tried collecting money for, he doesn't have a house. Same, such a case, that in a chanami, he'd be potter. But the chatchila, certainly, the schar of this is zoichel abonim tamid hachachomim. Now the shayla is, as far as we know, just about everybody is mekayim the din of Chanukah, Ner Chanukah. Is Zor, Ner Chanukah, and I think just about everybody likes Ner Shabbos also. What's happened is that we don't see so many Tamid HaKom, L'chara, Zeichel, Vanu Tamid HaKom, everybody should be Zeichel. Not only that, we saw the Bach and others, they say that really the person himself would be Zeichel Tamid HaKom to become a Tamid HaKom. If he's not a Bar Hachi, then his children. Well, L'chara, everybody should be Tamid HaKom, L'chara, everybody's Mekayim the Mitzvah. So, the Ravid's son, the Reed Saginar, they bring down that there's a, in the Shvasil Shrek, actually, they bring down the whole, a whole shtickle from him. And over there, he asked the question. Ready to Rishayim asked the question. He says, what happens that we don't see that people are Zeichel Banu Tamid HaChachamim? He says, his lashon is, Ein li tmayim izeh, she'emes hu, chachamim heim emes, v'divreim emes. Ugefi ma shekol ha'olam ha'lik ha'nir es chanukah, sh'ru b'deruba yoytzen yidei chayvatsan, av ha'myuta d'myuta zehirin lahadlik, kifi kol pratei ha'mitzvah ha'diktukim. He says, l'maisa, everybody lights, but not everybody knows all the prati mitzvah diktukim. Shazor v'adlokas b'chol paratev v'dikdikeo yiknim v'yasli m'kleich ha-mitzvah skula sabanim asfarim tamid ha-chom. Now it's not exactly clear if he's referring to all the halachas that are mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch, or he's referring to also in Yudin that are kiyodua, the Ravid and his son were big mekubolin, and maybe he's the last person that we knew that Mamash Lin Shemel Yohanovi, like Bikvias. So it could be that Lazor means to be Zor in all the Inyanim, but certainly we have the schus now of learning the Proteo v'diktu keo that Beis Hashem should be a schus. It's one of the halachas that's not mentioned here, but it's mentioned in the tour. The tour starts off in Siman Tafresh Ayin Aleph. Lefi she'ira haneiz beneris teknu lahalik neris b'cholaylik de lahaskar haneiz. Lefi she'ira haneiz beneris, since the neis happened beneris teknu lahalik neris b'cholaylik de lahaskar haneiz. L'chur, the mashmois is that there's a specific Indian of lighting dafka neris. And if that's the case, then Yesh Lain, why should be, what's the tzad, even though we mentioned this past, what's the tzad, they should be able to use electricity for to be mekayem mitzvah of Chanukah. Dahinu. We have two mitzvahs that the mitzvah is halakas haner. One is halakas haner Shabbos, one is halakas haner Chanukah. Halakas haner Shabbos, like we saw in Rish Samach Gimel, the ikur Indian is kidei shlo yikoshel beitz v'evan, that there should be shalom bayis in the house. Mamela, as long as you can get to shalom bayis, there's no din that you need neiris dafka. We're not trying to make a zeicher for anything. We're trying to make it that there should be shalom bayis in the house. We have light, there's shalom bayis. So if electricity gives you light, that's also shalom bayis. Matei manu. However, over here, the whole Indian is a zeicher l'neis. We're not trying to make light at all. You're not supposed to use the light paklal. The whole Indian is only a zeicher l'neis. Now, it's pashut to everybody that if you put up a huge sign on the Geshar Meitarim as you're coming into Yerushalayim, and everybody sees it, it's 40 meters high and 20 meters wide, and it says Chanukah Sameach. L'chur, you have a tremendous amount of Pirsumei Nisa for possibly hundreds of thousands of people that are passing through on a daily basis. Certainly, you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah. It's a nice thing, it's terrific, but you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Halakas Neiros of Chazal, because even though there's Pirsumei Nisa, but Chazal or Kaveya, what the Pirsumei Nisa is, and Pirsumei Nisa is only by Halakas Neiros. And not only that, Pirsumei Nisa is only in Halakas Neiros in specific places. daf in the house, in the shul, to make a person minisa, to have to light the outside in the old city as you're walking down the stairs to the kreisel, that big menorah that's there. The chur, that's not an Indian or person minisa, because they were never misakin that. Daf in a shul, daf in a house, they're misakin. Stamazay to make a person minisa, that's not a kiyum. Eva zeif. The Torah says that the Indian of the halakas neiris is teknu lahalik neiris kedei lahaskar neis. L'chur, the Mashmoy says, you need dafka neiris. Something which is doimit. Does it have to be dafka shemen? It doesn't have to be shemen. But it has to be the Indian of neiris. It has to be flames, yesh la'ayin. Even if you're going to use incandescent bulbs that officially have a din havara of benegiat haShabbos, because it has a burning filament, but l'chur, it's not a flame. It's not a flame, yesh la'ayin, why you shouldn't. And that's why in Echlam, Itaka, many poiskim say that you cannot be yates with that. The chatchila, if you're stuck, then you should try to use such a menorah. However, to make a brach on it, certainly we're not going to be meichib in those that are meikol. Rishon Zalman and Riyashu said that you could. However, kam poiskim, and luli mustafin amina, and rabbi ma'er, the lacher, that's the lashim of the tour, is daf kaneris. There's one thing that's mentioned over here, that if a person doesn't have enough oil for him and his friend, his friend doesn't have enough oil. And he has enough. So Magen Avraham brings down that you should give to your friend, instead of you being mekayim the din of Mahadrim and Mahadrin, you should give to your friend that he should be able to mekayim the Iker Mitzvah, and you'll be mekayim the Iker Mitzvah. You have to give up from your hider so that he should mekayim the Mitzvah. Shalos, what happens? Why do I have to do that? Why am I mechuyev to give up from my heder for him? So, you could have said it's a din by presuminisa. So then you're mechuyev to do that because everybody should be able to be mekayem the din of presuminisa. However, it's before the Magen Avraham Tafresh Nunvav that that's not the case, because he says the same thing with regard to a luluf. It's also brought down there in the Mishnah Berurah that if you have a luluf and eser, and you know there's a town that doesn't have, you should send yours to a different town that they should have, and you'll be mekayem your mitzvah with somebody else's, even though certainly there's a mitzvah with yours more, is the hider to be mekayim the mitzvah with your own. Nevertheless, today that other people should be mekayim, the din is you should give up your own, your hider of using your own, to be able to be mezak other people in a mitzvah. Says Rabbi Nissen Karelitz, and this is the din, is mevor, interestingly enough, in Tafresh Nun Hei, in the Sharatzin, that there's a din of arvus by mitzvahs, in the same way that I'm allowed to be mitzvah you with kiddush, even if I was already yaitzeh, or even if I'm not planning on being yaitzeh, because I'm a chuyiv to ensure that you're mekayim your mitzvah. Mail also over here, I'm a chuyiv to ensure that you're mekayim your mitzvah derabanan of Chanukah. This is the shel of arvus by derabanan. But I'm a chuyiv to ensure that you're mekayim your mitzvah of dine arvus. And the mail, my hider, to give up my hider, so you should mekayim the ikar mitzvah, certainly you're mechuyiv in it. And it's a very interesting Mishnah Sharatim, if you have a chance. Tafresh Nun Hei, last Sharatim. That's Sif Alf. Sif Beis, Kamanir is Madlik, Belel Arishin Madlik Achas, Mikan Melech Moise Vahelech Echad Bechol Laila, Ad Shabalel Achrein, Yushmeinim. Vafilum Rabbi Bnei Abayit Ha'ez Yikri Yesu. Vachaber Paskins, that one person in the house lights, doesn't make a difference how many people are in the house, one person lights, and they go up Moise Vahelech. The Ramah says no. Yishim Nikolachim Bnei Abayit, Yadlik. The Ramah says no. Everybody in the house should light. Vechein Aminik Pashit. And each person should put it in a place where it's nicker. Now there's two big ha'aras on this sif. The first big ha'ar is that the Mechaber and the Ramah didn't bring down the Ikar Halacha. Ne'er Ishu Beisim. They're mechuyev to light one candle. If you want to be Mahadir, so then you can light for one everybody in the house. If you want to be Mahadir and Mahadir, Mois Me'olich. Is it two dinim? Is it one din? That we saw Mechuyev in the Ramah. But at least bring down the Ikar din that if you only want to be mekayim with one ner, then mekayim with one, mekayim the ikar din. You can be mekayim the ikar din. Not only that, it has enough kamina la'alacha, says the Prima Gadim. It has enough kamina la'alacha. How much is a person mechuyiv to raise money for? Is mechuyiv to raise money for just one ner a night? A ani that doesn't have no money. Does he have to raise money to have one ner a night or to be ma'aseh b'harim? And how much does the tzedakah, kupat ha-tzedakah, how much do they have to give? We saw in Sif Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah and the Bir Alacha say that even though a person has no money, the tzedakah has to give him to be mekayim the mitzvah of Chanukah. They only have to give him one ner to be mekayim the ikar mitzvah. However, according to the Mechaber, there is no one ner. No, the ikar mitzvah sounds like ma'aseh b'harim. The truth is, parenthetically, Rav Nissim Karel says, it says, Bizmaninu, that everybody lights ma'aseh b'harim. and everybody lights with olive oil, just about. He says that nichlal in the din of, he says zikr bed, tzedakah has to give him more. Tzedakah has to give him not one nair, they have to give him maizim ha'ilet, and give him oil also. He says, le'gora misus lirka v'lof. You have to give him what the person is missing. If that's what every person lights, so you can't say, oh, this, but this ani, he can only light one nair. Everybody lights maizim ha'ilet. Everybody's okay. What's that? No, in Chalami. Maybe that's true. And it's going to say in this manenu that everybody does that, and now you're mechuyev to be moisav harila. That's the standard. Once that becomes the standard, so while dini tzedaka, you're mechuyev to give him what the standard is. The shaila is, why does the mechaber mention anything about the ikar halacha? Those who want to sign it, in Chalami, the ikar halacha by Ner Chanukah is to be mahadir. The ikar, that's the ikar halacha. Like the Rambam, Mishnah Berurah also doesn't say anything. He says, if me'ein yodir ma'aseges, if you don't have enough to afford, Ma'isav ha'ilech, then do a one and a half. It's much more like a b'di'evin. The ikur din, the fact if you understand that the whole din of Chanukah, this the din of Hidr, is a din out to pursue nisa. There's an Indian of Mahadrin, there's a special Indian of Mahadrin, it's not the regular Indian of Hidr mitzvah, the regular din of Hidr mitzvah of Kol Shara mitzvahs. Then, Chazal wanted you to be Mahadr. Chazal, the problem is that that's not the Pashas much more like the Gemara. It says a Mahadrin, and Rashi says a Mahadrin, Achara mitzvahs, and the Rats of Mahadrin Esa mitzvahs, people that are Mahadr after mitzvahs. It sounds like we're talking about Anashim Yuchadim. That's like a Mechuyiv to do this. It's not exactly clear. Many people are aware of this Nakuda. The Chamin Raisha says, he says that Pshat in the Gemara, really, at the end of the day, he says that Tosfos says that Beishami and Beis Hillel are going on Ner Ishu Beisai. They're not going on the din of the Mahadrin, they're going on the Ikar din. So he understands, says the Chamin Raisha, that the Masada Gemara, when Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said Moisev Ahoylich or Peches Ahoylich, that was a pirish in Ner Ishu Beisai. Ner Ishu Beisai, when the Masada Gemara said Ner Ishu Beisai, he said there's an option to be Mahadr, and what is that hider to do one for everybody in the house? But the better option of Ner Ishu Beisai is like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel says. He calls it Mahadrin and Mahadrin, but it's just referring to the Ikar Din of Ner Ishu Beisai. When I said Ner Ishu Beisai, you can Mahadr like this, but really what you should do, the best possible event is to be Mekayim the Ner Ishu Beisai, like Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel said Mekayim Ner Ishu Beisai, which means Preis Veilich or Meis Veilich. Kumtai said, Me Ikar Adin, according to Taiswiz, who the Mechaber seems to be passing like, you should be Meis Veilich. Lamaisa certainly it's not ma'akev, and a person that has only one nair, certainly you should be mekayim one nair. And we'll see a lot of times you want to be yetzei din achshad, people are mahadah to be yetzei din achshad, so you only have to light one nair. By ketanim we say that to light only one nair, they're not mechayiv more than that, even though the meaning certainly is not that way. But certainly b'shas hadchak, one is mekayim the mitzvah even with one. However, la'alacha, that's what we pass again. The mechaber didn't pass it like that, they didn't bring it down because he held that the Iker Din of the Ner Ishu Beisai was to be Maisa Mahilich. Either way, how do we pass on the Maisa? We have machlokes between the Mechaber and the Rambam. And the Taz says, Oilam Hofachorinu. The Chor, Bederach Klal, we know that the Sfarad will go like the Rambam, and the Ashkenazim will go like Tesis, and the Rosh, the Bali Tesis were Ashkenazim. Here we have exactly Fakert. We have that the Sfarad will go like Tesis. That Moisev Ahoylech Mahadrin means that one person in the house lights, and Mahadrin Mahadrin, and it means he's Moisev Ahoylech every day. And as the Rama quotes, he says, no, Yeshem Nikolachim Nei Ba'is Yadlech, and the Makar is the Rambam. So the Rama is going like the Rambam, and the Mechaber is going like the Mechaber is going like Tesis. However, if you look at the Rambam inside, it's Takanat Topasha, because the Rambam brings down what he holds to be Maisav Ahirlich. And then he says, Minag Pasha B'chol Arenu. He brings down what he holds Allah is, but he says, what's the Minag? Minag Pasha B'chol Arenu B'Svarad. All the Svaradish cities. The Minag is, Shukolan Sheyabayit Madlikin Ner Echad B'Laila Rishin, Umaysifin Meholcha Ner B'Cholayla V'Laila, Ad Shenimsa Madlik B'Lel Shmini Shmein Anerin, Bein Shoyuan Sheyabayit Merubin, Bein Shoyuadim Echad. It doesn't make a difference how many people are in the house. Nevertheless, at the end of the day, we paskin that the minhag is that everybody lights together. One the first night, two the second night, three the third night. That way in the eighth night, you're left with eight candles, no matter if there's 30 people in the house or one person in the house. You have eight candles at the end of the day. Kumtais, if you want to know who's the mechaber passing like, He's talking like the minig of the Sardin, like there was. Even the Rambam says, that was, he says what the halacha is, but he tells you what the minig in Sfarad was and what everybody did. So the Mechaber that's passing like, Lam Dafin is passing like Tesis. He's passing like the minig of the Sfaradim, which Grata was like Tesis. But that was the minig of the Sfaradim. Even the Rambam was masking that the minig is to be Maisa V'Herlech, just a Balabayat life, to be Maisa V'Herlech. Now, Lamaisa, this is how the Sfaradim are naive. That only one person in the house lights. We mentioned also with regard to Bachrim that are not in the house. So there, in the Sefer Ner Chanukah, so it brings down from many Poiskim Ashkenazim, from the Chazanish, and from Rabbi Yashim, and from Rabbi Nisqarelis, and Shevet Alevi, and the Oz Nibiru, that a Sfaradish Bachur who's learning in Yeshiva, is not going home at night, that he should light in Yeshiva. In other words, the whole din of Ner Yeshiva is that you're Yaseh with the Balabayas, and that only one person lights, that's ask if everybody's at home. But if you're not at home and you're staying away in yeshiva, then in a chanami, even lefi the minig asfardim, a bachur should light in yeshiva. However, it seems like that's not the minig. Rabbi Sina Bashul went not that way, even Bishlomo Zalman, from Ashkenazi place, went not that way, the Ba'asim Yuritza. And it seems that this, from what I've heard from the Sfaradish Bachur and the Sfaradim, that the minig of the Elam is taka not to light with the bracha. Either you're mishtata for pruto, so you can be yaseh with the bracha of somebody else in the room, or you yaitze with his bracha in your life, but not to make a bracha, and because we're chesed that you're talking yaitze with the ner yishu beisai of whoever's lighting at home. That's the minig of the Sfaradim. Minig of the Ashkenazim is also, once again, he does not mention, the Ramah does not mention the ikra halacha. He just mentions the hiddur, but he says that the hiddur is that everybody in the house lights. Now, what is the makar for this hiddur? So it says over here the Rambam. The Rambam is the makor that everybody in the house lights. The problem is that the Rambam doesn't seem to say that. The Rambam doesn't say everybody in the house lights. The Rambam says that one person lights for everybody. And one person is meisav. What's the lashon of the Rambam? V'mahadr sa mitzvah mazik niris kiminin anshi habayis. Ner l'chol echad v'echad. V'mahadr yeser al zeh. V'oitzeh mitzvah min amubchur mazik ner l'chol echad v'echad v'alayla rishin. U'moisav v'heilat v'alayla v'alayla ner echad. According to the Rambam, there's not 10 people in the house lighting. There's one person in the house lighting for everybody in the house. Just these Maisa V'Herlech. If there's three people, the way that he says is Mashal Ketan. If you have Harisha, you Anshei Abayas Asar, let's say you have 10 people in the house. B'Leil Rishon, Madik Asar Nirs. B'Leil Sheni Esrim. B'Leil Shlishi Shloishim. Anshei Nimsa Madik. B'Leil Shmini, Shmini Nirs. The Baal Abayas is sitting there and being Madlik 80 Nirs. So if he has 10 people in the house, he's being Madlik 80 Nirs the last night. Not that the 10 people in the house are each being malik their own neiris. The balabayis is malik for everybody. L'chura, the Ramah is not quoting the Ramah. Not only that, it's taka very shver. The Galya Maseches, the Rosh Hashanah brings it down, seems to be the one that's really takif the, and it's chelik b'tkifas on the Ramah. It says the Makor and the Rambam is not true. And not only that, it's a bracha levatala. Why? Because once the balabayis is mekayim the ikar din of nerish ubeisai, then no one else has the right to go ahead and light. You can't go ahead and light if the ikar din is just in the balabayis to light. You want to go ahead and light your own menorah and make another bracha that it's not supposed to be made. That's a bracha shenitzricho, the bracha of atola. It's your best one could be yaitz of the balabayis, even if you don't want to be yaitz of the balabayis. But lechore, his hadlaka is for the entire house. Memela, he's the one that's supposed to be lighting. Mehechat eitzi, that everybody can go ahead and light and make a new bracha. So the truth is that Kiv Eger says that in a Chamihim, Kiv Eger is Ma'ir this Nakuda, and he says that every person is going to be Mechavin not to be Yitz with the Balabais. And if you're Mechavin not to be Yitz with the Balabais, and the Balabais is Mechavin not to be Yitz to you, because he knows you want to light yourself, then in a Chamihim, each person can light by himself. Because the whole din of Hadlakas Neiris is just the din of Shlichas Betzem. The Balabais is a Shliach for everybody in the house. If you don't want that he should be your Shliach, then you can light yourself. But in a chanami, once you decide that you don't want to be yaitze, then you can light yourself. The problem is, where's the makar really? The makar is not in the Rambam. The makar is not mafurish in the Rambam bechlal that there is such a shita that you could possibly do such a thing. That each person could light. But over here he does. But that's talking about asanai. He's saying even there, even my asanai. Yeah, so there, that's only possibly because the wife is being mechavah to be mitzvah. So therefore, you're better than Nechlam. But if you're not Bimachamim, then Nechnamina. Now, Yodua, the Briskarov, says the Pshat Machlekes between the Rambam and the Ramah is really Letarmai Wazli. And that is the Shaya Eder Mitzvah without being Mekayim the Iker Mitzvah. The Rambam holds you can't be Mekayim, you can only be Mekayim a Hider together with the Mitzvah itself. There's no such thing as Mekayim a Hider without the Mitzvah itself. Therefore, he holds somebody did a Bris Mino and he mulled properly, however, he left off Tzitzin Shein Makfin, something, a chilik of the Bris that he could have cut off, of the Orla that he could have cut off, but it's not Makfin if he does it. And the Lachin is he doesn't go back to cut them off. Why? Because there's no inin to. The inin is b'shas that you mekayim the mitzvah, you should do it in the best possible oifin. However, where you already finished the mitzvah, and now you want to go back and be mekayim the hider mitzvah, there's no inin to mekayim the hider without the mitzvah lein. However, the Ramah holds not that way. In that halacha, he paskins that you do go back to cut off the tzitzit chen rachfin, because you could be mekayim the hider without the ikar mitzvah. Memela, the Rambam over here holds, there's the ikar mitzvah of the balabais, being madlik. There's the hider mitzvah for other people to be madlik in addition to the balabais. There's no inyan to be madlik. It's just the hider mitzvah of neasmani. It's not the ikar mitzvah. There's no inyan that to be mekayim a hider without the ikar mitzvah. You can be mekayim a hider in the ikar mitzvah that the balabais should light for all the bnei abayis. That's the hider mitzvah in the kiyum mitzvah of the balabais. But that the balabais should finish his mitzvah, and then somebody else should light out hider mitzvah, that he says you can't do. Because you can't have a hider mitzvah without the original mitzvah. Pshach and Abiyazri, Chayriki says that this mitzvah is different than every other mitzvah. And Ken said, even if by a stam mitzvah, you can't be mekayim a hider mitzvah without the mitzvah, the hider mitzvah of Hanukkah is different. It has every gedarim. It's possible you don't say the din of hider mitzvah shlish. We possibly don't say, even the Biskarov says that we do, he understands the regular din of Hidr Mitzvah. So a lot of halachas over here, the Hidr Mitzvah, we have a din mahadrin that was said specifically with regard to this mitzvah, we don't find anywhere else in the Torah. Any other mitzvah. There's always a din, Hidr Mitzvah Shlish. But the Chazal were Keveya, different Gedarim and Mahadrin, because vice versa, there's a different mitzvah. There's a mitzvah and oifin of not mahadrin, and there's a mitzvah and oifin of mahadrin. It's not just being Mekayim a Hidr by itself, it's a whole different mitzvah, Machal. And the Meila, everybody should be maskim that should be shayach to Mekayim, the hider of Maisa Vaharlin, by itself. If that would be the Nekudah. Either way, it sounds like the Ramah is not going like the Rambam. Whichever way you slice it, even if the Ramah has a pshat, because you're not going to be mechavah to be yaitz of the Balabais, and it's a hider bifne, it's a special type of hider mitzvah that each person can be maisi. Question is, where does Makar? We didn't see this in any of the Rishenim. Rav of the Rishenim say that we saw seem to be mashma or same mafurish that the balabais is lighting for everybody in the house. Where do we get it from that everybody in the house is lighting? So the truth is, if we look at the Dark Emesha, who's the Makar for the Ramah, the Dark Emesha seems to say that he's going with Taisvis. He's going with Taisvis that even Taisvis would be maskim that in a case where Taisvis just said that the reason why we don't do also Mahadrin and also Mahadrin and Mahadrin, that everybody should light and be Maisa Vahilif. Everybody should, you should like a fiancé abayis and also be meisav v'haylech. He says, there's not going to be nicker how many neiros you have. You don't know when you're lighting four, is it the second night and there's two people in the house? Is it the fourth night and you don't know what's going on? Is it one person and he's being, is there four single people lighting? You can never know. Says the Dark Emesha, however, when every person lights in their own miyuchad place, like he says over here, yizaru liten galachim v'echad neiros v'makom miyuchad k'dei sheyeh nicker heker kama neiros malikin. Memela, everybody lights in their own perfect place. Then even Taisus is maskim that this is the proper way to be madlik, that everybody in the house should be madlik, and everybody should be meis v'haylech. So kum Taisus l'chero, although the Taz says that oilam hafachurinu, l'chero oilam vorurinu. L'chero, it's really the Tamay Wazli, it's always. The Mechaber went like the Rambam. Like the Rambam brings down the minig of all the Ariyat Svarah, to do like Taisus. However, that was the meis of the minig. And the Ramah is going like Taisus. He says, because even Taisus would be masking when everybody lights in their own place, that's the proper way to light. Ramela, the Mechaber goes like the minig of the Sfaradim, and the Ramah goes like the minig of the Ashkenaz, like Taisus would do, Bismaninu. Now, this inin of Imadik Kifi Anshe Abayas, if you're not going to live like the Ramah, it's not a very shver. I'll tell you the truth, I had a lot of trouble with it. It says, what's Mahadrin? To like Kifi, the amount of people in the house. What type of Mahadrin is that? What type of mahadran is it to light the feet amount of people in the house? Because you're lighting a lot of neiris, so what does that have to do with the people in the house? Let's say I only have, the person only has one person in the house, but he wants to light 10 neiris. To be mahadran. Yes? What's the Indian of, if the Indian is to be mahadran more neiris, so then why, what does it have to do with the feet amount of people in the house? If you're understanding like Dharma that every person in the house is Mekayim the mitzvah, it's very gishmak. That's the Hidur mitzvah, because every person, instead of being Mekayim, everybody b'shlichus, everybody's Mekayim if they ask for them. But if you're learning like it's the Rambam, that the Balabais lights for everybody in the house, or he's lights for everybody in the house, then what's the Indian of the Hidur mitzvah call? So, possibly the Indian is that if Shamazam has a shtickle, it's you do a decorating. The Indian of the Hadlaka is the halal. The Hainu, the Hadlaka itself, you could almost say Hadlakasa Zui Hilula. Same that we say by Kriyasa, by Megillah. That the Indian of the Lahidus of the halal is all you need, Hadlaka's name. That's the Indian. It's so vite that Rosh Hashanah Zaman says, almost, that if you light it and you don't think about the Indian of being Mahal to Hashem, Al Tanisim, that happens, Shasta Halakha, you don't think about it. Come out there, you're not into the your Chiv Halakha is in your stomach. He says, well, mice, you lit it, so it's hard to say you did it. But Be'etim, that's the whole Indian of the Halakha. The Halakha is the Halal. You're thanking Hashem for the Nais, like the Torah says, since the mitzvah happened with the Neris, so therefore you're supposed to be Malik Neris, Zeikh the Nais. So the Halakha is Haneris, that in itself is the Halal, is the Haidah to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Memela, when you're being Mahalal, it's not just you that are being mahalal. I'm the shliach of everybody in the house to be mahalal. The hadlaka is not just for me. I'm being mahalal. If you look at some of the Rishonim say, the Shulchan Gibarim says that you don't have to be madlik for the kids that are under chinuch, that are katanim that are under the age of chinuch. What shaykh is? So I'm being mahalal for the people in the house. So then, if you're the people in the house, what's the difference between these bar chinuch? Mashmoy says that no, there's some key mitzvah. I'll make a shliach for them to be Mekayim the mitzvah. So if he's a Kotesh Legi Lechenech, there's no Indian Shlichus. What's my Shlichus? My Shlichus is to be Mahalal for them. So I'm doing the Shlichus of the Halal to the Rebbeinu Shleim, that the Hidur mitzvah is that everybody in the Mishpacha is being Mahalal together. It's not just me, I'm the Shlich for them also to be Mahalal. Memela, it's Pashat that if a person lives by himself and he wants to light 30 candles, that there's no Indian because you have more candles. The Indian is because you're the Shliach for the other people in the house to be mahalo to Rebbeinu Shalom. Yeah. What's the halacha if a person does not have enough money to be mahadar for all 8 days? Some of the ilum ask this. If you don't have enough money to be mahadar for all 8 days, do you have to exactly be moist of harlech all 8 days? Or can you stop in the middle or start in the middle? So one chalik we have arrived from Mishaburu. Mishaburu says, if a person has 10 neiris, the first night he should light one, the second night he should light two, and the third night he should only light one. For the third night, he can only light two. His possibility is to light one, two, or three. But he doesn't have three. So he can only light one or two. He shouldn't light two because that's not a hiddur. And he should only light one. Agav, the Shein Alav, the Sukham Kanievsky, brings down from Rav Shach that Rav Shach says, for sure you should light two. Just because you can't recite the entire hiddur, so therefore you shouldn't recite mix of the hiddur. So Sonia Kuntra is brought down. I looked up the Shein Alav, and that's all he says. I Navi Hezri. That says, Takan out that way. However, as Sona Kunch is brought down, I don't know if he asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky or is an older Madur of Shnei Lachos. He says that the reason why he brought it down is because Yitak had a lot of riots like Rav Shach. Yitak had a lot of riots. You should talk of light two instead of lighting one. So even though he's the Shnei Lachos of Chaim Kanievsky, he's bringing down a kiss of the Mishnah Berurah, the Maisa, in parentheses, in the Tzayin, Ayin Aviezi, that he says that you should be Malik two. Either way, according to the Mishnah Berurah, we see clearly that there's an inning to be Mahadur as many days as you can be Mahadur. If you can be mahadar for 2 days, be mahadar for 2 days. So do one, two, and then stop. L'chor, the same thing applies, but somebody has no money. And the first night, second night, third night, fourth night, he has no money. Then he gets a knock on the door, and somebody gives him Hanukkah gel. Oh, Baruch Hashem, he now can be mahadar for the rest of the nights of Hanukkah. Certainly, the next night is July 5, and the next night 6, 7, 8. Even though there's no Indian, every night is a cold, every day is a mitzvah for Ne'atzmai. And Mamela, it's not like Sphere Sermon, you miss a night in Yom Mekayim, like we saw in the Parshim saying. And therefore, a person misses a night, Yitaka doesn't light on the fifth night. If he misses night number four, he doesn't light four on the fifth night. He lights five. Every mitzvah has its every day has kefi its yoyim, and therefore a person should light, even if he wasn't mahadir, all the nights, as many nights as you could be mahadir, you should be mahadir. Now, what's the halacha if a person lit the wrong amount of candles? What should he do? So, this question is really mischalak to kama shalis. Let's say it's the third night. Let's say he lit 2 instead of 3. Or let's say he lit 4 instead of 3. So if he lit 2 instead of 3, should he light another one? Should he make another bracha on it? And if he lit 4 instead of 3, should he put it out? And if he should put it out, then which one should he put out? Is he allowed to put it out? First, is he allowed to put it out? Maybe it's all hooked on the mitzvah b'chol. Because the same way that we find that if you put in more than a half an hour worth of oil, then you could be maxed the entire thing with mitzvah, if that's your kavana. So then l'chor also, if you added more candles, also you could be maxed the mitzvah. Are you allowed to put it out? And if you didn't put it out, are you yetzir mitzvah? Somebody lights 7 candles on the third night. Was he yetzir the mitzvah? Was he yetzir? So l'chor, the ikar mitzvah was yetzir. But the hiddur mitzvah was yetzir. So, achas achas. In a case where a person only lit 2 instead of 3, the halacha is that he should light a third one. Does he make a bracha on it? So, if it was a toris, he meant to light 3, and he just forgot, then since his bracha, the Magen Avraham says, since his bracha was on all 3, then immediately when he gets another one afterwards, he shouldn't light it. Let's say Taka only had 2, and he wasn't planning on getting a third one. Then, he gets the knock on the door, Hanukkah goes, and he can put on a third one. There is machlekes achreinim between the Eliyarav and the Prichadash, whether or not in such a case, you should make a bracha. Because do you make a bracha on a hiddur by itself or not? He didn't have kavana for it. So now, by adding the third candle, he's going to now be mahadar and have keneged ayam. Can you make a bracha on that or not? Eliyarav seems to say that you could. He says for other reasons you shouldn't make the bracha. And the Prichadash says that you don't, and we don't, because that's where Kivigur seems to be machriya. That you do not make another bracha, you should light the third candle. So you should have 3. However, you do not make a new bracha. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, if the first 2 already went out, or even if 1 already went out, that you're not going to have a hecker anymore, then there's no reason to light the third one either. The whole meaning is that you should have a hecker of the days. So if after 25 minutes, you still have 2 candles burning, light a third candle. But if you're holding already after 35 minutes, or whatever it is, and some of your candles went out, or after 5 minutes, and one of your candles went out already, then there's no meaning to light the third one, because you have no, it's not giving you the hecker of the yomim anyhow. That's if you lit too little. Let's say you lit too many. You lit 4. So the Chokmah Shloim over here in Sif Beis, he says an interesting chiddush. Imam talks about this case. He says somebody that lit on the third night 4 candles. He says Yotzi Yedei Chavasai. How do I know? Because we saw Elzman, Chokmah Shloim, I guess also saw Elzman, that in Reish Samach Gimel it says that we're supposed to light 2 candles for Shabbos. One can I get Zohar, one can I get Shomer. Says the Rama, you can light even more than that. Why? Because if you're ma'asif on an Indian, even though there's an Indian to light a specific amount, it's if you're ma'asif more than that Indian, it's not megareya. If you're megareya, you only light 1, so it's only either your zohar or shomer, then it's not good. However, if you do ma'asif on it, it's not megareya. So mameli, you could be ma'asif onto it also. Now, mameli, yotzei dei chavasai, v'havein zehetiv. V'chertz tamuah. And that's why maybe you're a vain, because the whole Indian of halakha zeiros of Hanukkah to light a specific amount is that there should be a hecker for the day. That is what the Indian of being meisif. It's not just efek neged zocher, efek neged shomer, and if you have more, you also, because that's not the whole Indian of Hanukkah. The whole Indian of the neris of Shabbos is be'etzem to have ner that you should be able to have a light. But over here, the Indian of the hiddur is to do that you should know how many days it is. If you can't figure out how many days it is, then l'chor you don't have a hiddur. Not only that, Ksav Sefer, he has a tshuva about this, and he seems to be, at the end, he's mistaken all the halachas that come out of his tshuva, and he seems to name on that if you lit the wrong amount, sounds like maybe it'd be amazing. Lit the wrong amount, he says you have to put them out, and pashas make a new bracha. That's also a big chiddush, but l'chura, savi bracha l'hazal, certainly, especially since the pashas were yetzir the ikar din. You were yetzir the ikar din. It doesn't make a difference how many lit. As long as you lit 1, you're ready to yetzir the ikar din. He has a husband, why maybe not. But certainly we're not going to make a new bracha. However, according to Chachma Shlomo, you talk yetzir, it doesn't make a difference the fact that you lit 4. But he's all talking about a case where you lit all 4 of them and you forgot to put anyone out. Let's say you remembered after you lit 4. Somebody tells you, oh, by the way, it's the third night. Should you put it out or not? So the chura, in such a case, in Chama, you should put it out. In such a case, so brought down from one or two people, I think Mitzvah says this also, you should put out the extra one. Shmuel Kamenetsky, I think, says this also. You should put out the extra one. Which one? So no one says which one, but L'chur is question that the fourth one that you lit, the last one that you lit, is the one that you should put out. Because you already made Kayim the Mitzvah with the first 3. Even though the first one that you light is the one that you were Maisif, but if you would have stopped after the first one, you'd be Kayim the Mitzvah. So therefore, when you lit the first one, the second one, the third one, you already finished the mitzvah of the day. The fourth one is the extra one, and therefore you should put it out. The pasuk says it also wasn't hooked to the mitzvah, because in such a case where you made a Torah, you only meant to light it the amount of candles that are for that day of Hanukkah. Memelo, kolkama, that you lit the wrong amount, it was betorik, then there's no problem putting it out, and it also doesn't become hooked to the mitzvah. You should put it out lechatchila. Which one should you put out? The last one that you lit? If you didn't, according to Chacham Shlomo, you are yet to the inyan of the hider. And even if you want to tell that you weren't yet to the inyan of the hider, the heart's pashta, you're yet to the ikum mitzvah, and therefore you would not have to light again.
If you're just making a bracha on the hider, if you didn't light enough, what bracha would you make?
You would make the same lahalik. You make the same.
And the shasanisim.
Maybe you don't make a shasanisim now. That's the truth. Maybe you're only making shasanisim. Because that's the whole hither is the shalchanishim. Good time. Good hour. Maybe only make a shalchanishim. That is with regard to Sif Beis, Sif Gimel and Dalet. Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says, Ner Shish Leshtei Piris, Oyle Loi Bishvil Shnayim. Something there that has two, has even one wick, which is coming up on two sides of the kli, could work for two people. How is this practical? This is very practical, because many people do this. What's the story? If you have a menorah, can two people light on the menorah? One person light on one side of the menorah, one person light on the other side of the menorah. Especially common when there's only room for one box in a special area. Especially in Yeshiva's mirror, you have 30 people that want to light outside, 50 people that want to light outside the doorway. You don't have room for everybody in the doorway, so two people light in the same box. So at least the first few nights, you should be able to one person light on one side of an error, one person light on the other side of an error. Is that a problem or not? Before the Mishnah Berurah, that you could do that. After dafka ner echad sheish leirek shnei pinyus, it says, of ner shalanu sheish lem ches pias mutl hadlik shnei bnei adam, zebekat zezeh, vezebekat zezeh, shereyan shein liku shnayim. It says, dem laikena yamada keseder echad echad etzel chaveri, vecheinu noegin ha'ilom. That's the chai adam says, that you can light one on one side of the menorah and one on the other side of the menorah, and that's the minhag to do such a thing to the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because it's zikr that had it been one person lighting two candles, you would have lit one next to the next to the second. How can we lit one on one side, one on the other side? Vice versa. It's two people that are lighting. With this cheshbon and this far in mind, l'chura, the second night and the third night also, you should be able to do that. You should be able to have three and three, because why didn't the guy light in order? It must be you lit the first three and the last three. You didn't light the first six. It must be that it's two people. So on Sefer Ner Mitzvah, Ner Hanukkah, you want to be mitzvah like that. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that for some reason. Maybe it's too close. However, Lachura, Kimdumani, the meaning of the Olim is also to be maker for that. Once you get to the fourth night, then already you can't do that.
Can four people do Ner Shabbat just one night?
Every other one.
Yeah.
On the first night. Lachura should be able to. The should be able to. In such a case, though, it's more megareah, because you have. It could be that that looks like the guy is doing. Instead of lighting every night, every one, he's lighting every other one. Then it shouldn't be. That should be the right amount.
He is doing mahadrim and mahadrim. Four people could do naturally.
No problem, but they shouldn't light in the same manner. It's not a problem. It should.
No.
Give the chanit to use thin form, but in such a case, maybe it looks worse. The chura, there shouldn't be a problem of lighting two and then lighting three. Now, there's an interesting ha'ara that a number of the Bnei Chabur Ma'ir, and I think the way that it plays out is in this scenario. And that is, you're supposed to be Maisif, it's to be Nikr every night, which Ner you're being Maisif. So now, what happens if you use glass cups? You're not using a menorah. So how do you know which one you're being Maisif? It's in a special place, if you're using a menorah, so you add one in the first Kona, the second one in the second, and the third night in the third, and you add it on, you see you're adding on. If you're using glass cups and you put them in wherever it is the easiest way for it to sit in the box, then you move them one night, you move them another night, lav dafka, they order. Especially, where is it? Such a case like our case. The first night, the second night, the third night, you're lighting in somebody's menorah. Then the fourth night, you can't light in his menorah, so you light in a different menorah. So now it's nicker which one you're being maisif for the night, and nicker that you're being maisif one. Last night was in a different place, b'chlal. So I saw God of that the Sefer Ner Hanukkah brings down. He's married this nekuda and brings down. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Taka told somebody at one point. He says you should really light in the same place, same menorah the entire Hanukkah. Is it ma'akiv? I wouldn't say that it's ma'akiv. Certainly it's not ma'akiv. It's ma'akiv, the hiddur is the question. Certainly the ikar, but it's certainly not ma'akiv. The hiddur, I think also, even if it's not nikar, which one, the very fact you're adding more, that in itself is a kiyum. However, if you have your own menorah, certainly it's better. It always should be nikar, how many neiros you're lighting, and it has to be nikar, who's the person that's lighting. They talk about, what's the story if you want to light behind, you want to light in a glass, a lot of windows people have, especially facing the other buildings, are frosted windows, so people shouldn't be able to see inside. However, if you put a candle right behind the frosted window, you'll be able to see it. Is there any problem lighting behind the frosted window? So, the Sefer Neir HaChanukah brings down from common places, and that it's not going to be a problem. So in a few different places, no problem. As long as you can tell that there's neiros there, it's not a problem. However, l'chor l'chatchila, to bring this in Marir, chatchila, if you can't tell how many neiros there are, then it's certainly not l'chatchila al samahadrin, because you can't be makir. And if it looks all like one maduro, then also that's not l'chatchila, certainly. In such case where it looks mamish like a maduro achas, and it doesn't look like you're lighting neir chanukah. And therefore, you could light behind one, but it should be nikr, each the amount of candles bifnei. Sif dalet, mila karashem rikifu psileis. If a person puts a bunch of wicks around a bowl of oil, then, and he lights them all, says the machaber, it depends, im kofal of kli, kol psilei lu bishvil ner echad. Like kofal of kli, afilo ner echad in ere lefishu kumadurum. Then the Mela says, the Ramah, the Chinish Zara, Laman and Eris, Beshur, Shom, and Levi Eagle, Davik and Maduro. A person should be careful to make sure that his neighbors do not look like a Maduro. Therefore, they shouldn't be around in a circle, and they shouldn't be all in a bowl, unless you have, it's clear that each one is in its own Mokim. Now, what's considered as if each one is in its own Mokim? Let's say you have a bowl of oil, and you have five floating wicks in the bowl of oil. Is that each one has its own Mokim, because each one is in its own floating wick? Floater, or that's not considered, that's a couple of kli, or not. So some of his relatives in Stavik and Kutshani, he says, it's Yoyser Mistavar to say that it's not considered each one, since they're all floating around, and they're not mamish in their own mucking. So it's, right now, maybe they're all, each one has, but they're going to all fall to one, they're all going to float to one spot. So even though they have their own floater, but everything is floating around, then it's not nikar its own mucking. The Chatzchilo, certainly one should not do that. With regard to lighting in a circle, The Ramah says one should not light in a circle because it looks like a maduro. However, the Mechaber brings down, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Mishnah Berurah, that you're allowed to use the Pemutos, Shonachoshis, Asuyim, Kanim, Yetim, Sevivois, Be'igul. It says, Be'etim, you're allowed to use that. The Be'alacha says, not the Chatzchila, but Be'etim, what they used to have is lanterns, and there was a space for every single wick to come out. In other words, there was no kli that they stuck down on top of it. However, there was a specific, it wasn't just a bowl with wicks sticking out. There was a special metal, it was made out of bronze, and there was a special indentation in all around it, different indentations that the wick is supposed to go out. So each ner is nikar bifnei atzmai. Mainly in such a case, it's not a problem, it's not a chatchila to light, because you're not supposed to light sazar hashofan with anything which is round. However, you could be yitzin. In other words, this din of lighting round, Lav dafkiz ma'akev. Somebody told me that he went to his relative's house, his aunt or somebody, and she had a round menorah. And she says she loves it, it looks so nice. That's what she loves. It's mamish, this is hiddur mitzvah. He didn't know, should he say something, should not say anything. In a case where be'etzem, it's nikr, each ner b'fnei atzmai, then there's no problem at all. It's not a hiddur mitzvah. But as the ikr mitzvah to be yetzeh, it's only a problem when it's in a circle where it looks like a madura. It all looks like a, now, very often, if you put it in the window and it's at an angle, everybody in the street, they're going to see it around. It's going to look like a madura. But for those people that are knowing to light in their house, those people that are knowing to light in oifen where outside, where people can see it, and it's nikr that it's in a circle, then in a chanami, ikr din, it's not a problem. It's not a hinder, but it's not a problem. Certainly, you do not have to say anything, especially if she likes it so much. The last halacha that we have over here is the hevdol between the neiris. Yizaru, kishoisim neiris, afilu b'sheva, shein ledabkan b'yachad, and they're not supposed to be. Sorry, so there's a lot before that. Every neir should be moved al harbe. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Mashma milashin zed the tarki beinin." Dainu shiyeh gam kein muvdolim akonim echad mechaver levan mashiyish lekol akonim mechit b'fnei atzmai. Ein v'liyam shkasa zedai berechav etzpa. So Shabbat, look at the people around them, and not others. Be'etzim, you're supposed to have a space of an etzpa or two etzbois between each neir. Now it's not clear what is that referring to. Is that referring to in between the the flame, in between the candle, in between the each kana of the menorah. Now, certainly, if it means in between each kana of the menorah, most of our menorahs nowadays are not that way, because the silver, especially the silver menorahs, they make the usually, unless you have a real Rebbe Shem menorah, then every kana is mamish very close, to, probably a half a centimeter away, at tops, a half a centimeter away from the next, and that's not an etzba b'chlam. Espa is about a centimeter, and therefore, l'chur, you would not be yetzer. Not only that, those that are very close and has small cups, then it could be even between the flames you might not have, depending on how big it is, even between the flames. L'maisa, the Aruch HaShulchan says that really it's not tali in espa, it's all tali in whether or not it's nikkur, that it's a separate nair. V'akolafin, he says, certainly that's the minhag olam. I saw the Shevet HaLevi, he says the same thing. He says, certainly, in our menorahs, that each one has its mamash, its own mokim, that even if the mokim is not by etzba from each other, then it's not a problem. And with that, they were made that the Chazon Ish himself, Chazon Ish, was not makpid to have a etzba between the nearest, and Kein Amadabar.